Hey, it's Jules.
And Jim.
And happy summertime.
Yay.
So last night we went to a what?
A dinner party where we played canasta.
We went to a dinner party where we played canasta and...
And we had ice cream.
And we had ice cream. And we also went out to swim in the swimming pool.
We did.
And Jim wore what?
Swim trunks and a broad top kind of thing.
Yeah, you look great in that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I wore a tankini.
Yeah.
With a rash guard top, long sleeve.
And it was floral. It was very cute.
Thank you. I got compliments on it, and it was the first time I had been in public showing the new shape of my body. It was pretty evident.
Obviously, yes.
So, I just wanted to say that as an encouragement to people in the audience, transmasculine and transfeminine, and everybody else who is looking forward possibly to something that will result in that. It was maybe the best physical feeling I had, or the best feeling following surgery I had about my body after just waking up from surgery. Obviously, that was a big one, but this was pretty big, too. I had always wanted not to be ashamed and of my body in public, which is why I virtually never went swimming. And now I love the idea.
I have almost never felt that way about my body. Except during that 1 year when I was anorexic.
You've never felt which way?
Proud and happy to be seen.
Yeah. It's a great feeling. You have a great body. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's very kind of you.
Anyway, but we both suffer from dysphoria, of course.
Yep.
I mean, my dysphoria is reduced by about 90%. Now it's just my height and my facial hair, and I can control one of those things.
Yeah, you can make yourself shorter whenever you choose.
Anytime. I have a magic, searching for a word. I have a magic fountain pen that allows me to, Anyway, yeah, it was really nice, and it's encouraging because we're going on a little kind of extended weekend vacation in a month and a half, and we'll be swimming probably every day then.
Oh, yeah, I'm planning to pretty much live in my swim trunks.
Yeah.
So, walking on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it'll be nice to not be ashamed. I realize that dysphoria is not a universal among gender variant people, but I also know that there are a lot of gender variant people who do feel it. So anyway,
it was really freeing for me to not have to wear a women's swimsuit. I've never really had the experience of not having to wear one before. And
you look fabulous.
It really felt great. I didn't have to worry about how my legs looked or whether I had razor burn or anything.
Fortunately, for our sense of self, perhaps, it was not a group of people who were, shall we say, ready to go model swimsuits in the Miss America pageant.
Ordinary folks.
They're just ordinary people with ordinary bodies, and oh my gosh, it was so nice. I just kind of felt like I could always hang out in my swimsuit.
That's so great.
And I ordered another one today.
You did?
I did.
What does it look like?
I'll tell you. It's got a dark bottom, as I like it, and But the top is this cute pinstripey sort of thing.
Oh, that sounds
not
like
pinstripe. What's the other one? Seersucker. But different color. It's multicolored seersucker.
Oh,
I'll show it to
cute.
You. It's from Land's
I
End.
I see it.
Yeah. And, of course, on sale or I wouldn't have bought it.
Well, yeah. Gotta be frugal.
Gotta be frugal. So, anyway, folks, for those of you who are even following us, that's a new step past dysphoria for the two of us.
Yay!
And we wish that for those of you who are suffering dysphoria.
Yes.
And good luck to everybody.
And my credit cards came in my name.
Oh,
my
yay.
New name.
Mm.
Yay! Today. Very exciting.
Oh, good. So, no longer Jim, now you're Jim. Just joking. Okay, we love you, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.